Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Pat Prescott. You know, the beautiful city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, has given us a long list of stellar musical talents. And you certainly can't run down that list without including the Grammy Award-winning band, The Roots. They've been the house band for Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show since 2014. And joining us today to talk about a very special musical event is the drummer for the group and one of the co-founders, Questlove, on the phone with us today. How you doing?
I'm so good. Right now I'm good.
What are you doing?
Right now I am power walking to work
because
I'll get my exercise in. I got to play with Sting in about an hour, so get my exercise in before I go to rehearsal.
I think that is pretty awesome. I know you've teamed up with Live Nation, Urban, and TCG Entertainment to present the first and only official estate-approved symphonic Prince celebration. I can't think of a better person to do this than you, Questlove.
Yeah, people that know me know of my love and appreciation for Brother Nelson, or Prince as we call him. And so when the estate approached me to handle this project, basically my job was to curate the songs and also kind of work on the arrangements. And the thing is, Prince is one of the few artists in history that has the luxury of being a cult artist and also, you know, like an A-list artist as well.
That's true.
And he has two fan bases. So there are people that know all the hits, and then there's the fan base that wants all the deep cuts. So kind of my job to, you know, divide the line and give you guys the hits and the classics that you know and love, and also to feed his fan base with the kind of obscure jams that only they know. You know, we have fun with it.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting when he passed away, just when you saw the response from the community, it was clear just what a broad-based group of fans Prince has.
He was truly original. You know, he literally marched to the beat of his own drum. I think the true gift that he left was his individuality and his uniqueness and his fearlessness. One of the things that I did that his fan base would know was I enlisted the services of the Claire Fisher Estate. And basically, this is an orchestral reading of music. Longtime Prince fans know that Claire Fisher was kind of the genius behind all the arrangements from the era that Prince used orchestration, like in Purple Rain and especially Under the Cherry Moon and all those classics. Claire Fisher's son, Brent, now handles the arrangements, so we enlisted him. And also Miguel Atwood, who works a lot with the J. Dilla Estate. So basically, I have two power arrangers pretty much putting new colors on Prince's music, but in a very unique way.
You know, the event is called The Music of Prince with Symphony for You, a symphonic celebration of Prince, and we'll get to see it here in Southern California May 12th. That's a Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Fred Kavli Theater, which is a beautiful venue. This is going to be perfect for that. And I think that, you know, you talk about using Claire Fisher, the authenticity of all of that, and I think that's a big part of why you get someone like yourself involved in a project like this. It's so important that it really represents who Prince was and what he would want to have done.
Exactly. Right now, it's kind of a shaky ground territory for Prince fans and fanatics. You know, would he have approved this? Would he have not approved this? To me, I just felt like it was important to really stick to what his vision was. And it's like, if you have a Prince orchestral rendering of his music, then it would behoove us to involve the person that he trusted. Like, Prince trusted Claire Fisher so much that he never met him or gave him instructions. He didn't want to jinx it, so he would just send him the tapes. Claire Fisher would add colors to it, and it was final. So
wow.
Literally, Claire Fisher was the only human being that had complete autonomy to turn Prince's music into something more grander, and I felt it was a no-brainer to include him.
Yeah, you are one of the more famous Prince fans and friends, and I was wondering how you happened to meet him for the first time. Do you remember the first time that you ever met him?
Oh, it was the most hilarious, embarrassing thing ever. I mean, I got a gazillion Prince stories, but around the time when Prince released the Emancipation album, he gave a party at a New York night spot. I was invited. First of all, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm about to meet my idol for the first time. And he totally disarmed me, because before I could get my compliment out, like, you know, oh, man, you mean everything to me. He said, I got to tell you, I laughed so hard at your video. I love that video. So at the time, The Roots had a video called What They Do, which was kind of a humorous look at how 90s rap videos were created, like all the cliches that,
right.
You know, that we kind of make fun of. And we did that. And my only reaction, literally verbatim, I was like, wait, you know who I am? Wait, how do you know who I am? Yeah, after 1 minute of that, I just had to run away. So, you know, we became cool after that. That was the first time I met him.
Yeah, it was a mutual admiration society. Always works better that way. I think that as time goes by, one of the great things about being an artist and a creator is that even when we so tragically lose you, we still have so much. And people like Prince, who just stayed in the studio all the time and continued to create, I just can't help but believe there's going to be a long time that we'll still be hearing more of what he's done.
Man, I used to think that Tupac had the headlock on songs in his catalog that have yet to come out. But Prince fans are some of the luckiest people on earth. I mean, of course, the estate just announced the new release that comes out on June 21st, which is basically they're going to release all the original demos of the songs that he wrote for other people. So, like, his version of Jungle Love and his version of The Glamorous Life and his version of Sex Shooter and all the songs that he wrote in the classic period. So I've heard some of those renderings, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, it is a deep reservoir, and I hope that we continue to tap it as time moves on. But in the meantime, we will celebrate the music of Prince with Symphony. It's called For You, a Symphonic Celebration of Prince, May 12th, 8 p.m. at Fred Covely Theater, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. Tickets are available at livenation.com. And be sure to follow at Questlove on social media as he continues to power walk this morning. I love multitasking at its finest, Questlove. Ooh. I got to tell you.
I want this interview to go on forever, because my train is bad. Like, all right, when are you going to hang up the phone so we can finish working out?
I'm sorry. I can't save you from that. But we'll be looking to see you in May at Fred Covely. Yeah. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.